good morning, a Friday morning. That means Marina Villeneuve, New York State government reporter for the Associated Press, joins us. Good morning, Marina.
Good morning.
Some activity in the last week of session this week. New York has raised the age to arrest juveniles and has eased some parole penalties. Give us the details.
Right. The Assembly and Senate yesterday, they passed what's called the Less is More Act, which is largely going to eliminate the practice of incarcerating people for technical parole violations in New York. There are still going to be some exceptions. For example, if you have been arrested for DUI and then you violate your parole by going out drinking, that is something that could still land you behind bars. And the other bill that passed is a bill to end the arrest and prosecution of kids below the age of 12, except in homicide cases. New York City data showed that in 2019, police arrested over 800 elementary school kids age 12 and younger, and most of those kids were Black or Hispanic. Right now, New York allows the arrest and prosecution of kids as young as 7, and that's one of the youngest thresholds in the country. So the passage of both those bills was really seen as a win for criminal justice groups who did want lawmakers to do more and express their disappointment last night as well.
Now let's go to another bill that passed, which would allow absentee votes in New York to be counted faster. How's that work?
Right. There's a bunch of legislation on absentee ballots that passed, all in hopes of avoiding any disasters, sort of like last year's elections, where we saw a lot of delays, litigation mistakes by election boards that led in some cases to, you know, we were waiting for months for the winner of the second congressional district race. So this new legislation, boards of election now, they're all going to have to start counting absentee ballots on a rolling basis as soon as they're received. And there are specific rules for how election commissioners have to handle valid ballots and what happens if election commissioners are split on whether ballot is valid or not. It was sort of in like the wild, wild west in terms of how different counties handle these sort of questions. So the hope is that this is going to start providing some much needed clarity to the system.
She is Marina Villeneuve, Associated Press reporter covering New York State government. Joins us on Fridays. You can read more at ap.org. Marina, thanks. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.